The animals are dying. Soon, we will be alone here. Once, my husband found a colony of storm petrels on the rocky coast of the untamed Atlantic. The night he took me there, I didn't know they were some of the last of their kind. I knew only that they were fierce in their night caves and bold as they dove through moonlit waters. We stayed a time with them, and for those few dark hours we were able to pretend we were the same, as wild and free. Once, when the animals were going, really and truly, and not just in warnings of dark futures, but now, right now, in mass extinctions we could see and feel, I decided to follow a bird over an ocean. Maybe I was hoping it would lead me to where they'd all fled, all those of its kind, all the creatures we thought we'd killed. Maybe I thought I'd discover whatever cruel thing drove me to leave people and places and everything, always. Or maybe I was just hoping the bird's final migration would show me a place to belong. Once, it was birds who gave birth to a fiercer me. Greenland, nesting season. It's only luck that I'm watching when it happens. Her wing clips the hair-thin wire, and the basket closes gently over her. I sit up straighter. She doesn't react at first, but she knows somehow that she is no longer free. The world around her has changed just a little, or a lot. I approach slowly, reluctant to scare her. Wind screams, biting at my cheeks and nose. There are others of her kind all over the icy rocks encircling the air, but they're quick to avoid me. My boots crunch, and I see a ruffle of her feathers, that hesitant first flap, the will-I-try-to-break-free moment. The nest she has built with her mate is rudimentary, a scattering of grass and twigs wedged into a crevice in the rocks. She doesn't need it anymore. Her fledglings are already diving for their own food. But she returns to it like all mothers, unable to let go. I stop breathing as my hand moves to lift the basket. She flaps only once, a sudden burst of defiance before my cold hand closes over her body and ceases her wings' movement. I have to be quick now. But I've been practicing, and so I am, my fingers swiftly looping the band over her leg, shifting it over the joint to the upper stretch beneath her feathers. She makes a sound I know too well, one I make in my dreams most nights. I'm sorry, we're nearly there, nearly there. I start to tremble, but keep going. It's too late now. You have touched her, branded her, pressed your human self upon her. What a hateful thing. The plastic tightens firmly on her leg, keeping the tracker in place. It blinks once to tell me it's working. And just as I am about to let her go, she turns very still, so that I can feel her heartbeat pounding inside my palm. It stops me, that pat, pat, pat. It's so fast and so fragile. Her beak is red, like she's dipped it in blood. It turns her strong in my mind. I place her back in the nest and edge away, taking the cage with me. I want her to explode free. I want there to be fury in her wings. And there is. She is glorious as she surges. Feet red to match her beak. A velvet cap of black. Twin blades of a tail. And those wings. The sharpness of their edges. The elegance. I watch her circle the air, trying to understand this new piece of her. The tracker doesn't hinder her. It's as small as my little fingernail and very lightweight. But she doesn't like it. She swoops at me suddenly, giving a shrill cry. I grin, thrilled, and duck to protect my face. But she doesn't swoop again. She returns to her nest and settles over it, as though there is still an egg that she must protect. For her, the last 5 minutes never happened. I've been out here on my own for 6 days. My tent was blown into the sea last night, as wind and rain lashed it from around my body. I've been pecked on the skull and hands more than a dozen times by birds who have been named the most protective in the sky. But I have 3 banded Arctic terns to show for my efforts, and veins filled with salt.
Thank you for listening to this clip, provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.